Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
This little Texas blues bringing this back. This is a little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some platters and talking some business on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, founder also of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit investment counseling ministry, author of at least three really important books. Look Up America, I still think is one of his best, but I still hold his Sir John Templeton book to be. I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared and post-it notes sticking out of it. I quote it all the time, Gary, and I'm glad we were. We helped you launch that back in '98, and so
I really appreciate that.
Hey, Gary, folks, we're talking about the 10th anniversary, basically this month. Actually, this week, over the next few days, are really the 10th anniversary of the financial crisis of 2008 that just literally set us back, so many people back. It hurt me, Gary. It hurt me tremendously. It cost me I can't even calculate what it cost me in my business. If it hadn't been for some good customers that I already had, I wouldn't have made it. And I did lose some business because of it. What happened, what we were talking about was the fact that these subprime mortgages and these tranches of securitized mortgages were continued to be re-securitized. They were fundamentally not defective on their assets on their face, but then they re-securitized and made them worse. And you said they couldn't be accepted as collateral anymore, and that was happening in the shadow banking system. And Gary, as you know, a lot of people don't realize this. The shadow banking system, that's what they call it, is bigger than the regular banking system, isn't it?
Yeah, and the real problem with it is it's unregulated, of course.
That's right.
To a large extent. And that's another way we get ourselves into trouble. It's almost like in capitalism, not to, bemoan capitalism, but there is almost a rule on Wall Street that if somebody makes a rule or a law about something, somebody finds a way around it. That's what lawyers get paid for.
That's right.
And sort of what happened in the establishment of the shadow banking system.
Well, see, what happened was when people would come to the shadow banking system, to people like to any organization, and they would park an asset overnight for money that they would borrow to go use that money overnight, then they'd come back and give the money back and take the profit, and then they would pick up their collateral again. Well, it got to the point where they were committing to getting the cash, but all of a sudden the shadow banking system wouldn't take the collateral. And so the guy wanting to drop that collateral off said, well, wait a minute, I've got to have that money or I won't be able to continue my operation. They said, I'm sorry, we're not going to take that anymore. And that's what's basically almost stopped the liquidity of the global market, didn't it, Gary?
Pretty much froze it, Jim. I have read, and I don't quote this as fact, but I've read, and it makes some sense to me, that General Electric actually called the White House and said if they didn't give them cash, they couldn't make that week's payroll.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that bad.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, and how insidious it was, it's my understanding that the CEO of Merrill Lynch was called in to help solve the Lehman Brother AIG problem one weekend. He was one of the people brought in to help solve it. They were bringing in the other people they thought were stronger to help solve it with the Treasury with the Fed, and he was looking at what was happening to Lehman, and he said, "Wait a minute," to himself. He said, "That's me in 7 days." That's my company. That looks like us. And that's if you remember when over a weekend Merrill Lynch and Bank of America merged.
Yeah.
Remember Monday morning the CEOs of both those companies announced their merger. That happened over a weekend, folks. Now think about how badly those guys were informed about their own operation. That's scary, isn't it, Gary?
It's really scary. None of them really, that's a measure of risk management, as we call it. And, you know, we just internally in our big banks and so on, we just did not understand the risk that the banks were taking on. It's just that simple. There's just so many factors. One, Jim, I want you to think about is that most people don't remember, but when President Bush II was elected, he had what he called the ownership society. And one of those dimensions of that is that he wanted more and more people to own homes,
right,
which sounds great. It's virtuous. But then you turn it over to guys like Bernanke, who was operating on Greenspan's philosophy. And you might remember Greenspan helped make the S&L crisis earlier. Mm-hmm. And we just repeated the thing and put a lot of those people for political reasons into homes that
they shouldn't have owned. It completely wiped out 200 years of underwriting standards, which created, which allowed people to buy houses. In some cases, folks, who didn't even have a job. So what have we learned? That's what we're going to talk about after the break with Gary Moore. Have we learned anything? Could this happen again? I'm Jim Blasey. Gary Moore's our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.